Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. We're having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. Giovanni is Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 10 years, and he's protecting us as best he can, ladies and gentlemen, inside the Beltway up there with Washington, D.C., all the political class up there, and the 113th Congress, and that's kind of what we're talking about right now. Giovanni, thanks again for being here. You, in the previous segment, as we wrapped up, you were pointing out why the some of the fringe on the left and the fringe on the right didn't like the what was being voted on, because it was either going too far for one and or not far enough for another one, and the funding didn't fit all their specific requirements. And so it made some strange bedfellows for a few days there, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And
you wait, know, Elizabeth Warren and Ted Cruz, both when they don't like something, when both of them don't like something, it sounds like something I can get behind, Giovanni.
It was. Well, thank God we had McConnell there directing the Republicans.
He's a pro, isn't he?
Oh, he is absolutely fantastic. And understand this, you had Pelosi in the House and Elizabeth Warren in the Senate fighting the president. So you had the president and Vice President Biden calling, and this is for passage in the House last week, mm-hmm. of the funding bill, just to get it to the Senate. And then, you know, you, of course, you had the Republican. I mean, it was just it did pass the House at a very narrow margin, and mm-hmm. then it went to the Senate, and there was a deal made Friday with McConnell, who's the leader mm-hmm. of the Republicans, and Reid, who's head of the Democrats.
Still the majority leader in the Senate.
Yeah, and understand that what you want to do when the other guy has power is you want to run the clock out.
Right.
So McConnell made a deal to shutter the Senate for the weekend and address this massive funding bill for the government on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a few in the conservatives that didn't want that to happen because they had this vote on immigration they wanted to have. And so the deal fell apart. And what happened is
I'm going to call the names. You probably don't want to. Why isn't McConnell able to control Cruz and Lee better than he is? Those are the two people that prevented this thing, this plan from going through, which would allow the Republicans to run the clock out. Why isn't he able to control those guys more than he does?
Well, I don't think any senator can be controlled, and that's the Senate. I mean, that's the nature of the Senate. You have a lot of individuals that voted against it for a lot of reasons, mm-hmm. For instance, McCain voted against the funding bill because of the rollback in financial for campaign funding. It was mm-hmm. it allowed more. So you have a lot of very niche issues, a lot of issues that are very important to a lot
but
of senators.
Wasn't the result detrimental to what the Republicans wanted to accomplish next year in the next Congress?
Well, what happened is they got their vote on immigration, but it allowed Reid to start the process on the approval for nominees to the judiciary, and these are lifetime nominees.
So is Reid going to be able to push some while he's still got control? Is he going to have to do the nuclear act?
Yep, already done it, already started.
And so he's going to. So because of some of these people, when people say that it's like seeing sausage made laws, they're telling the truth, aren't they?
Yes, they
are. This is ugly.
It was hopeful that we would run the clock out, have the vote on Monday. Mm-hmm. They had the vote Saturday night. Obviously, it passed. The vote that the Lee and Cruz had failed, 74-22.
Right.
They got their vote. They would have had the vote Monday. But they somehow wanted the attention that the weekend would have given him.
So you think they did it just for attention?
It's hard to say. But
this did give Harry Reid the ability to push through some lifetime judicial nominees, which we know are going to be liberal judicial nominees, and is there nothing can be done about that?
Yeah, well, it started the process.
Be done about that?
No. No, there is a process. They use the nuclear option, but what McConnell was hoping was the lame duck. The senators would want to leave, and those you get to the end after the funding bills, after the must-dos are done.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to kind of say, "Look, let's wrap this up."
Right.
And that's what he was looking for as far as an end game. It didn't happen. Now the process has started. Most likely, what you're going to see this week is a lot of judicial nominee votes because that process cannot be stopped.
Well, you think the guys are going to stay in town for that?
Oh, absolutely, for this week anyway.
Yeah.
And I think then you find it you may find it wrap up later. We still have to do the extenders, the tax extenders.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to get done? The tax extenders, like we've talked about in the past. This is the research tax credit, the R&D tax credit, the Section 179 direct expensing, and the accelerated depreciation. Are those things going to get done this month?
They are. They're going to get done this week, but it's only going to be retroactive for this year. So in other words,
it's not going to cover.
Yeah, it's not going to be permanent.
Yeah, but still, folks, here it is, end of the year. Maybe some contracts will get done, but look at the opportunity, the economic opportunity that's been lost by these guys sitting on those extenders for 12 months is absolutely, in my opinion, is criminal. They shouldn't be paid for the work that they didn't do. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.